Hello everybody and welcome to the Dorsey Wright video. I'm Ian Saunders.
And I'm Eric McArdle.
And it is Monday, September 9th here. We're looking at a stronger start to the market this morning after a decent week last week. But most of the major indexers are up right now. And we've seen some interesting action on the BPs recently. We saw earlier, a couple weeks ago now, the BP NDX, the bullish percent for the NASDAQ 100 index reversed back up into a column of X's. And then last week, the BP SPX, so the bullish percent for the S&P 500, also reversed back up into a column of X's. The bullish percent indicators are gonna be more participation indicators, right? We're seeing major indexes move higher, but how many stocks are participating in that upwards movement? And that's what the bullish percents tell us. So if we're looking at the NASDAQ 100, that reversed higher at 64, and that's where it currently sits now. The S&P 500 bullish percent also reversed higher at 56, and it's actually slightly higher than that currently at 57, all close to adding another X there on that chart. But the major bullish percent indicator that most people call in about, that is the most frequented bullish percent chart that we have on the platform, is going to be the bullish percent for the New York Stock Exchange. So how many securities in the New York Stock Exchange as a whole are on new buy signals, right? How many are moving higher there? And when we're looking at that particular indicator, I actually have an intraday calc for that this morning that puts it at just under 43.5%. So that's now within 1% of reversing back up into a column of X's, which would occur at 44. And so tends to be what we see typically in terms of bullish percents reversing up, is that more of the near-term indicators, such as the NDX and the SPX, those typically do reverse up before we see the reversals on some of the larger market indicators there, such as the BP NYSE. So that's one point to keep an eye out for there, to see if we get that intraday calc up high enough to lead to a reversal up on that chart. And when we're looking at some of the indexes as a whole, right, we're taking a look at some of the actual point figure charts of those, the SPX as well as the Dow Jones this morning. And those all broke through resistance levels last week. They're looking pretty solid there on the charts. Specifically with SPX, we had a pretty solid resistance level there at 2940, moved higher, surpassed that last week. It's now, the next resistance point is actually gonna be at 3020 from that high that was set in July. And then if we're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average chart, ticker DJIA there on the platform, probably going to want to widen that chart out a little bit, maybe out to the 150-point chart. Gives you a pretty good relationship there between supply and demand. And we saw that there was a pretty solid resistance point at 26,400, which was surpassed again there last week with a spread triple top buy signal there on that chart. Movement higher to 26,850, with your next resistance point coming again at that high at 27,300. So whether or not we're calling a Dow 27,000 watch for now, we can see, but at least it's nice to see that things are at least trending higher here as we start out the new week.
Yeah, that's right. And it's nice to have some good news, right? You know, we've been kind of in a quagmire for the end of summer, back and forth a little bit with the domestic equity markets. And it's nice to see some follow through, some movement to the upside, seeing those indicators continue to show some strength. You know, and you mentioned the large cap indicators, S&P 500, NDX. You know, you also saw the S&P mid cap BP move up higher, reverse into X's on September 5th, you know, helping to lend credence to the overall participation in the market being bullish, which will then reflect over onto that NYSE indicator as well. So, you know, and then that brings up another point, Ian. The small caps are still lagging, right? We look at the BP for the S&P Small Cap 600 Index, still in O's, still have, you know, a pretty wide distance before reversal, right? You're not quite in striking distance yet. And interestingly enough, you know, if you go over to asset allocation, asset class group scores, and then turn on the U.S. styles view filter, you can see that the small cap size area of the market is actually the only one in the domestic equities that has a negative score direction on all large or a small growth, small blend, and small value. So you look at mid cap and large cap, all of those have positive score directions over the last 6 months. The small cap participants are not seeing that same benefit. So really interesting to see the dichotomy there between those areas of the market that are doing well and maybe lagging a bit. you know, and again, kind of pivoting over back to some large cap names, you know, we've been talking about the recent volatility, the recent price movement, giving you more action on the chart, right? More reversals, more defined support and resistance levels as you see the charts reverse back and forth. And what that's done is it's put us in a position where we've had a lot of recently completed bullish triangles. So we mentioned Apple in the report. Mm-hmm. Apple today completed a bullish triangle with a move to 216. Mm-hmm. So a positive development there, of course. And when you run the security screener using the pattern report preset screener on the Dorsey Wright platform, you can screen for other bullish triangle completions. And in this case, we have a few major names. NVIDIA recently completed a bullish triangle, Texas Instruments, Keysight Technologies, and one that's been kind of down in the dumps, Goldman Sachs, right? Mm. This has been a stock that's a one for fiver, still on our system. So, you know, not necessarily in a position where we would advocate long exposure, mm-hmm. but it is interesting to see, you know, you've had two consecutive buy signals, a recent bullish triangle completion there. So, you know, perhaps a turnaround for this malign name. So something interesting to watch, but again, you can access that on the security screener, going to pattern reports, and then, you know, following some of the either individual stock names or ETF or indices if you should choose to do so.
Mm-hmm. And another chart that we were taking a look at there that's been down in the dumps for a little while now and has recently shown at least some signs of positive movement has been crude oil. Mm-hmm. So we are taking a look at the chart on that on our platform. It's going to be CL/. That's the crude oil continuous futures chart there. And we saw that chart reverse down in looks November of last year, break through to a negative trend. It has had some upwards movement this year, some sideways movement this year, but nothing had really brought it close to that trend line up until the past couple weeks. And actually with movement last week on September 5th, crude oil broke back through to a positive trend with a double top break there at 57 on that default chart. So chart's still at resistance levels from earlier this year, actually just last month there in August, at that resistance level there at 57, has some resistance at 58 and at 60 as well. But that trend break is gonna be significant. We don't see that chart change trends all too often. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a point to watch out for there to take a look at some, whether you're using futures there, whether you're using the underlying companies that would be taking advantage of crude.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's such a tough area to be in, mm-hmm. right? It's been really painful the past couple of years. So anytime you can see the potential for, you know, or in this case, the trend actually flipping a positive, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully that could bear well in the future, but something to keep an eye on for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we look at on the other end of the spectrum in the commodity space, you know, we've spent a lot of time discussing gold, and how could you not, right? It's had such a breakout this year, really been strong, not only from a group score standpoint, but just from a individual chart standpoint. If you look at GC / on the system for gold continuous, and you know, this recently pulled back enough to offer us a shakeout pattern potentially. So, you know, we're at the point where we have moved to that first sell signal at 1520 on the chart. And what we'd like to see here is a reversal back up into X's with a triple top break at 1570 to complete the shakeout pattern. So, you know, gold trading near all-time highs had been heavily overbought, and the shakeout offers, you know, potential to watch for entry as this pulls back to a more normalized level. Mm-hmm. So certainly an area of the market that's been exciting after 6 years of you know, pretty dismal straits. So always worth keeping an eye on gold to gauge general sentiment for a number of reasons.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. And there's a fair amount of stuff that we're seeing this morning moving around, so definitely be sure to take advantage of either the price alerts or the activity alerts that you have available there on the platform with some of these tickers. You can set alerts for a reversal backup at X's, such as on the gold chart, or if you're looking at maybe a potential buy signal on another chart, set those alerts there as well to take full advantage of that availability there on the platform. A couple other things that we did want to mention here. We do still have registration is open for the fall 2019 point Figure Institute that's going to be held here in Richmond, Virginia, in the second week in November there. So this is going to be a three-day event with the optional first half day there. Really great event to come and learn a lot about point figure methodology, meet our team here, as well as network with other people that are going to be using the Dorsey Wright platform. So you can take a look at the Were You Aware from Friday to get for more information on signing up for the Broker Institute. And we have a couple other webinars that are coming up here as well. Is that right, Eric?
We do. Yeah, we have one tomorrow, so Tuesday the 10th, and we'll be discussing the FundScore method or FSM model suite, talking about the page, how the models are constructed, how to set them up to efficiently use them in your practice. So if you have not signed up for that yet, be sure to look at the Daily Equity Report and register using the link there. Additionally, we have another webinar this Thursday, the 12th, on the Team Builder tool. So this is both of these are part of our ESS subscription package, and we want to make sure that, you know, for those of you who are already using the FSM models or the Team Builder suite, that you kind of know how we use the tools and the models, you know, get a feel for what the Dorsey Wright team looks at when putting these things together into practice. But also for those of you who maybe are looking at kicking the tires a bit and want to see, you know, what do these offer for you? How can they add value? I think it would be time well spent on your end. So check those out in the Daily Equity Report. We'd love to have you join and you know, take a look at what we're working on here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with that there, I think we've covered most of what we were looking to cover here this morning.
Yeah, one more front on that. Okay. So we did just launch a YouTube page.
That's right.
We will be covering that more in the Daily Equity Report, but this is something where, you know, it's an additional way that we can get in front of you all, make sure that you know what we're talking about, what we're looking at in the markets. We've initially recorded our podcast. So that's something that you can find if you go to YouTube, NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. So you can see us chatting about, you know, the Wednesday topics that we cover usually. Additionally, we're going to have other content on there as well that we'll develop over time. So it will be a bit of an evolution as we get things rolling, but we think we're going to be able to bring some additional great content to you all. So really excited about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. So other than that, we'll continue to update you with any other developments or information, either in that Wednesday podcast or definitely in the Daily Equity Report there this week. We thank you for joining us here this week, and we look forward to seeing you next week.